When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hour. We're going to head to Vegas a day early with our friend Mike Palm from Circa Sports, VP of Operations at Circa Sports, Circa, as well as, I believe, everybody that offered props on the NFL draft. They are shut down now, had to be closed 24 hours in advance of the draft. So last night that came to an end. But we'll talk a whole bunch of behind-the-counter sports wagering with our friend Mike Palm from Circa Sports coming up here at 11:30. We will take a look at three of the regional teams. Did the Vikings yesterday with Mizutani, so we will start the second hour of the program with Jeff Hughes to Bears blog. I guess the only question that's looming, well, there's a couple. What will they, move up, move back? Or who do they take if they stay at number 9? Then the Packers with Dave Sinikin. Is Cooper DeJean still going to be there at 25 when the Packers have their opportunity to walk to the podium for the first time? And then the Kansas City Chiefs with Nick Athan from Chiefs Blitz. And they'll take Ladd McConkey, or they'll take, you know, somebody that Mahomes will turn into a megastar.
Well, you said the
and
same.
And back to back to back.
Clyde Edwards-Helaire. I mean, you were almost crying on that Friday when we opened up the microphones.
No. Take almost out of it.
you were crying.
I was. And I had to pick myself off the floor because I was curled up in a fetal position the night before when the pick was made.
So maybe they'll screw it up again.
Yeah, they had the worst team they've ever had. And they won the Super Bowl and beat the Niners last
year.
Okay,
all right, fair.
Here we go again.
Point Miller. All right, you got that one.
Anyway, so we'll do that. And then I want us to try something, Trent, because this is incredibly difficult. I don't play the draft other than, I don't know why I took a flyer on Paul Allen's information that the Cowboys are going to draft a quarterback. But I saw 60-1 and you know me in big prices.
Yeah.
But we're going to try and make 5 picks, get 5 teams correct. There's bragging rights between the two of us only. As to, other than Caleb Williams, we can't take him.
Mm-hmm.
You can use anything from pick 2 to 32.
All right.
And try and get 5 of them correct. I will be impressed if either one of us gets over 2.
Yeah, I think a combined 3.
That might
would
be the number
be good,
because
yeah.
as soon as the trade happens, mm-hmm. everything's out the window,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely.
And then what the work you put into it, like I think Brock Bowers is going to be a New York Jet at 10.
Yes.
I do.
There's a lot of that.
I think Joe Alt is a cinch to go to the Titans at 7.
If he's still there.
Well, there you go, right? Mm-hmm. Because the Chargers, they might need to shore up that offensive line, mm-hmm. assuming the Chargers keep the pick. And the Vikings don't come calling and trade J.J. McCarthy, if he's still there.
Does it have to be team or team and draft position? What if the Bears really want Joe Alt and they move up suddenly, you know, something like
that? That's a good one. I think team.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do. So if the Bears move up and get Alt,
You trade with
6,
the Giants at 6. Yeah.
You still are able to get that point.
Yes.
So it's just about player. Okay.
Yeah. So we'll do that at the end. But it's very difficult exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Other than the first pick, and we're not going to include that one. So
that one's done.
Yeah, indeed it is. So last night we had some NBA. NHL was good. That's where I spent the majority of my night watching.
A lot more than I anticipated.
Did you? Because
the
basketball. I mean, how about the Miami Heat?
Talk about it. You just brought it up in a passing moment when I was giving out my picks. It was a non-entity for me. I couldn't even imagine grabbing 15.
Right.
15 in a playoff game. They win.
They won.
3-point variance.
Unbelievable.
It bears repeating every single year the way that this game has evolved, and especially in the NBA. The simplest thing to do, mm-hmm. open up the box score, mm-hmm. and the first thing you look at is 3-point shooting.
Yeah.
That's it. Right. That tells the story in
of how the game
75-80% of the time in the NBA is 3-point. It's as simple as that. Now you don't know going in that a team's going to hit 23 3-pointers. Hero was absolutely ridiculous in that game. What was it, over 20 3-pointers that he either made or assisted on?
That's
something
a remarkable stat. Yeah, he was doing some business last night, and then the late game kind of got away from the Pels. I didn't watch much of it. I was watching the puck.
Yeah, I. Do you know we have a game tomorrow? NBA playoff game. There's three tomorrow.
Okay.
So Timberwolves play at 9:30.
That makes sense, yeah.
Clippers Mavs in Dallas, 7 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So the Bucks-Pacers is the other game.
Six?
You'd think six, NBA TV, 6 yeah. o'clock. 4:30.
Why?
They're putting the ball, 4:30 Central Time, ball in the air in Indianapolis. I guess just to separate the three games so they each have a standalone window.
I guess.
Can you ever remember
no,
the NBA?
No, not a 4:30 tip.
Even on a Friday, that is incredible. Now, 5:30 out
maybe
there.
Maybe on a weekend.
Yeah, that makes sense.
I mean, and those are rare, I would think, but... No, I didn't realize that. Tomorrow,
baffling. 4:30 is not a bad thing.
No, it's not. I did get a kick coming into the building here today, and the politicking that is already taking place.
Oh, really?
Within the confines of 2141 Grand.
Oh, what's happening?
Got to get on the trip.
Oh,
are we going to Ireland?
Going to Ireland.
Have you heard?
Uh-huh.
Are Skeks and all going to go?
Uh-huh. Can we make this happen?
No, look, pretty cool, right? Yes. Week number zero, that this is how it's going to unfold. That K-State and Iowa State, a rumor that was out there a couple of weeks ago that we put out there. And I think that right after that, one of Jamie Pollard's appearances with the with Murph and Andy, he backed it up, said, yeah, there's still work to be done. But it is being talked about. He confirmed that. And then yesterday it became official that the 2025 season, week zero, will begin with a couple of Big 12 teams making their way across the pond to Dublin, Ireland, to play in a building that seats 48,000 people. I'm not sure how they divvy up the tickets. Is it 15-15 and the locals get 18? I don't know. But it's going to be fascinating to see how the two fan bases travel. We know that you know, if it's drivable, and this isn't.
No. you do not have a car that can get there.
The Cologne fans will get there.
Uh-huh.
But this is getting on an airplane. Will there be charter possibilities? Will somebody charter a plane?
Well, and it's one thing to charter a trip to Florida or a trip
right.
to Texas.
And you've been in some of those planes, Trent.
Yes.
And let's be frank here. These planes that a lot of them, I'm painting with a pretty broad brush, but everyone I've been on. These are not just fresh out of the Boeing factory.
No.
Which maybe not such a bad deal anyways, the way Boeing's been going as of late. So at least they've got some ability to background in the air. But these are old.
They are.
There's no Wi-Fi on these planes.
Mm-hmm. You're talking about maybe you want to do this on your own.
I don't know. I just don't want to go on one of those charters that...
You don't know what the plane's going to be.
Yes.
It is going to be...
Rips in the seats and the padding's gone out of the butt. Right. That's a long flight.
It is, yeah. A little more comfort might not be a bad thing. 2009, I went to the Orange Bowl on one of those charters.
I did too.
And, yeah.
I was with John Miller. Who were you with?
It was that group.
Yeah.
Whatever that agency that put it all together. And
I'll say this. We stayed at just a palace of a hotel. I mean, the plane sucked.
Were you at Fountain Blue?
No. I don't know what I have no idea what it was called, but it was holy mackerel swanky.
I can't even remember where we stayed either. We were not at the Fountain Blue, but
no, we weren't either.
It was a really nice setup. Mm-hmm. Really enjoyed it. Had a good time. Mm-hmm. Freezing.
Oh, it was cold.
It was awful.
Oh, it was terrible.
That was a rough one.
It was.
Completely different than the first Orange Bowl after the 2002
season.
Yeah,
I didn't get to that one.
Ooh, that was a time.
I'm surprised. Didn't you share in the past that you hardly remember that one?
Well, I had a lot of drunk.
That's what I mean.
A lot of drinks.
Yeah.
I remember opening kickoff.
That was good.
I remember being frustrated that Iowa just couldn't move the ball, and they were right there at halftime.
At the end of the first half.
Yes.
That's where that game.
Miss.
Yes, that's where that thing got away. But you just wonder. I mean, how many Cologne fans are going to make this trip?
And it's got to be financially viable for
that's just it.
The people putting the charter together,
and
because that's expensive.
It will be. Here's the other thing. How long do you go for? I mean, you're just going to go to Dublin, get there on Friday, go to the game, and come home.
Right.
What the hell point is that?
It's not making a trip down to Norman.
Right. Don't you want to explore a little bit?
Yes, absolutely. That's something where you want to get in by, Wednesday probably at the latest?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, think of our state, too. How many people have Irish heritage? Myself included.
Mm-hmm.
It is a huge percentage. Well, you're going there. Would I like to look up maybe a few Condons? Yeah. You know, yeah. Go back to my great-great-grandfather that was the one that settled in North Iowa.
Yeah.
But heard the background. The Condon last name, I believe, is the 1900th most popular name in Ireland.
Is that a fact?
Yeah, yeah. It's top 2000. Not too bad. Not a ton of us Condons running around, but those kind of things. I remember my grandparents going there probably in the 90s, something like that. My grandpa found a distant cousin, you know, something like that, that they had looked up. And
that'd be cool.
Yeah, those kind of things. So I'm sure there's a lot of people that are going to want to have that avenue to do that kind of background thing. And it's Ireland. It's
may never get there again as long as you live.
Yes, absolutely.
Right? So you're going to get there once.
Get out the sticks.
Oh, you want to play some golf?
Maybe.
You know what?
Yeah.
Okay.
Play
all right.
A little heritage. That, yeah. There's a lot of different angles. And plus, you get the booze. They like to drink over there just a little bit.
Yeah, they do.
And the people that made their way across the pond, that is something that has also continued for a long, long time.
It's going to be a blast. It really is. I think that Cologne fans are going to love this one.
Yeah.
And look, it's a pretty good rivalry game. I mean, the two schools, there's a little bit of animosity there, putting it mildly. I don't know if it'll be on full display over in Dublin or not, but... it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, so we'll see how it all works out. But good for Iowa State being being one of the two participants in this thing.
And if it was a game against Texas Tech, Arizona State.
Yeah, you still go, but it's there's more to it with K-State.
There's a little more juice.
Yeah,
it's
I agree.
Two fan bases.
Farmageddon!
Yes, two similar fan bases. Rivalry. Mm-hmm. There's a lot more elements than just it's a game.
Yep.
They did this one well. And
I agree.
On top of it, Iowa State didn't have to give up a home game. It's pretty good.
Which is really good. Now, have you seen the schedule?
That year, yes.
Can you get in front? They have to move something, don't they? Because aren't they scheduled to play the week after they get home?
They are, yes. And you don't want to say it's completely untenable, but it's not
Trent,
what you
want. By the middle of September, I think it's September the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
September the 13th, a third of your schedule will be over.
K-State, Ireland. Week later, home opener against South Dakota.
And what day?
Saturday.
Saturday, I mean, but what day?
August 30th.
August 30th, okay.
Yes. Then, week later, Iowa comes to town.
Yeah.
And then you make your way down to Jonesboro, Arkansas to take on the Red Wolves of Arkansas State.
September the 13th.
Yes.
September the 13th, four of your 12 games will be in the rearview mirror.
Jamie Pollard needs to be on the phone right now with the athletic director for South Dakota and say, we need some wiggle room. We might have to pay for it.
Yeah.
We might have to pay to move that game, but we need to have that. And remember, the Big 12 schedule is not out for 2025. You don't have the conference games and the dates along with it. And because of that, you're going to your conference. And I'm sure this was a conversation that was already had with both Kansas State and Iowa State. You have to have a bye afterwards.
Absolutely. And right now, they do not.
South Dakota, it might be in October, it might be in November, but we have to have flexibility in this game. Arkansas State's not giving up that game. They get a Big 12 team coming to their building.
Right.
They are locked and loaded with that one. You're not moving Cy-Hawk. What you do is you have to move the South Dakota game wherever it is, wherever it fits in the Big 12 schedule. That's what you have to do.
Can you find K-State's schedule?
Yeah.
See, because now we know Iowa State plays four games by the 13th of September. That's too many.
Kansas State, exact same thing.
Is it?
They have North Dakota making their way to K-State in week two, or week one, I guess it would be, right? Because this is a week zero game. August 30th, North Dakota. They're home again for Army after that. And already a scheduled conference game. I wonder if
it was probably on the books before. So who is it?
At Arizona.
There you go.
At Arizona on September 13th. Same thing there. North Dakota, make the phone call.
That may not even be a Big 12 game necessarily.
And you know, you couple it with a conversation probably needs to be had with the Big 12 staff and the Missouri Valley Football Conference. And we got two games here. With your conference brethren, we need help with you. We'll help you. And maybe it leads to, we'll make sure you get another bye game in the future. We'll make sure that a couple more of your programs are going to make their way to K-State and Iowa State in the future. But we need help with your end in order to make this happen. But you have to. You can't play a game right afterwards.
No, I agree. It's too much.
Yeah.
It's too much because, look, it's a business trip, air quote, for the team. But it's not like they're going to stay in their hotel room and see the practice field in the stadium and that's it. They want to do a couple of excursions, I would think. Wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah. That's something that a trip like this, first game of the season, they can get over there way early if they want. Do a little camp over there, a little 3-day camp, see some sights and sounds, and by Wednesday of game week, all right, we're locked in, we're ready to go. But you're going to treat this like a bowl trip, too. It's something for the boys.
I'm anxious to see what we do as a station.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. If the afternoon show is there, you know what time the afternoon show is?
Afternoon show would be like 10 o'clock at night?
Nine it starts. Thank God we're not doing afternoon drive. And I know that we speak for the entire listening audience to thank God we're not doing afternoon drive on a daily basis. But, I mean, how can you not, if you're in Ireland, you can't have a drink before midnight?
Well, that's going to set up perfectly for you, though. Our show would be 5 to 7 there, then. You're done, 7 o'clock, little dinner. By 8:30, away you go.
Mm-hmm.
A puff and a drink?
It's illegal. I've already looked.
Oh.
I'm out.
Different people have different priorities, and I like that you're taking a look at yours.
You know what? I'm 65. I got to pull up.
Yeah.
I really do, right? I mean, when am I going to grow up?
Yeah. You'll be all right.
I know. It's just when I got to start, you drink every day. Blah, blah, blah. Anyways, got problems.
That's all right. We all have different problems.
I know. I've come this far. But yep. Yeah, it's going to be fun. I can't wait to, you know, just to see how this thing all shakes out, mm-hmm. and how successful it's going to be, because I believe it will be. I believe it will be. I hope it's a good game. You know,
we're looking down the line, but
absolutely.
Well, I think we know who the quarterback's going to be on one side.
Well, that's the other thing,
and maybe,
right?
Both sides.
Well, maybe,
yeah.
Maybe
if that young kid for K-State actually turns out to be what they think he's going to be,
because yeah, Howard's now a Buckeye.
Yes, he is,
and that is drawing rave reviews on their part as well. Apparently, after the spring,
you know, Will Howard. We talked about him a lot last summer because I brought it up. It was, I don't know, hot take here. What I said last summer. I would take him over any quarterback in 2023 to be my starter. If I had any other team, similar skill set, mm-hmm. Will Howard was the guy that I wanted. And he didn't quite get there last year.
No, he didn't. I agree with you.
He wasn't at that level. Yep. I really liked him going into the season. I thought it was a disappointing mm-hmm. one for him a year ago. It's interesting. I mean, you bring in Avery Johnson now, and I liked what I saw, but to just push Will Howard aside.
Well, Avery Johnson had some really big moments in that late in the season.
He did, yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be two good quarterbacks going over. Now, look, there's transfer portals wide open, so we have no idea how it's going to shake out. We certainly hope Rocco Beck is still here for Iowa State. If Avery Johnson leaves, I don't care when it comes to K-State. But, oh, boy. And fast forward a year,
mm-hmm.
is that on the, if you're doing plus minuses of where you want to go to school and you're, you know, you got a couple of years eligibility left, you can come to Dublin if you transfer to us. When the transfer portal opens up a year from now.
That's not a bad thought, right?
Right.
Is it going to give a little extra care?
Want a little international exposure?
Mm-hmm. Get that opportunity, an opportunity that not many programs are going to have. Going to be a piece of mm-hmm. the cell for both Kansas State and Iowa State. That's a really good thought and something, I wonder what that week zero is going to look like. Have you seen that there is continued talk about the group of five
yes,
winning their own playoff?
I have. You know what? Good for them. I don't know if they can pull it off, but at least they're being proactive,
mm-hmm.
and they're going to tell, you know, as I saw, I think it was an anonymous quote from a group of five athletic director, we don't want Petiti and Sankey dictating to us what our postseason is going to look like. We want to get in front of that, meaning they realize that the SEC and the Big Ten call most of the shots,
mm-hmm.
and they don't want to be beholden to those two.
If this comes to fruition, I think it's something that'd be incredibly good, but it can't be its own entity, right? I mean,
for the entire year?
Right.
No, I agree with you. It can't be.
You have a seat at the table, but do you play off for that? So go with me here for a moment.
All right.
Instead of playing 12 regular season games, you play 11.
Yeah.
And then that final week, you'll have a playoff. And basically, the final week of the regular season, there'll be other games that are scheduled, maybe against conference mates, maybe against other teams, just ones that make financial sense. But then you have a four-team playoff out of the group of five. The top four qualifiers get in.
When are you playing that?
You play that the first.
So Thanksgiving weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the winner of those two games play off for a spot to get into the college football
So the
playoff.
MAC championship goes away?
Right.
Uh-huh.
I don't know money-making-wise if this is something. And here's another big piece of this. They have backing, financial backing for a potential playoff.
Apparently.
From another group that is mm-hmm. going to go out. And now, is it, you know, Saudi money?
Well, what about your guy that built the baseball stadium? All of a sudden, he's in jail.
Well, that's a different one, too. Right. Yeah, yeah.
You make sure, do your due diligence
yes.
before you, you know, take the check.
Yes, need to make that what happen. Mm-hmm. But I think this is something that would create a lot more buzz for the group of five.
Oh, for sure it would.
You're looking for big inventory. There's not a ton of games, uh-huh. obviously, in championship weekend. I think this is something that could
work. When do you play the championship? Because I have an idea. That first Saturday of bowl season where, I'll maybe watch this one, but...
You can't, though, because the winner goes to the college football playoff.
Oh, so the winner's in the playoff.
Yes, that's what you're playing
for.
That's what this four-team mini bracket is playing into.
So you get to be team 12.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
And that's the prize.
That's what you're playing
for. In addition to being recognized as the Group of Five champion, that determines who gets the 12th spot and gets the privilege of playing, I guess, team 5.
Right. It's the winner of the American, they're in. Now, you're not going to have a championship game, or I don't think so, for these conferences. I don't know financially how big that is.
If the Group of Five games stay on ESPN, that could be a little give and take, because ESPN's got those championships games now. They give those up in order to host the Group of Five playoffs. So I think they would be okay.
Like last year, you'd have, what, Boise State against Liberty in one game. The other one would be SMU, who won the American, against James Madison. There you go. So that's your four-team playoff. Winner of those two games, then face off to get into the college football playoff. You don't think that's going to drive some eyeballs? Even if it is smaller brands, you get Liberty against SMU. Winner gets their shot against Oregon. Winner gets their shot against Ohio State, whatever it turns out to be. Yeah, I think that's something that would definitely, certainly work better than it is right now.
Mm-hmm.
But we're blowing this thing up before it even starts.
Well, it's not crazy to do, Trent, because everything is changing in front of our very eyes. All right. Good stuff. And again, way to go, Jamie Pollard, whoever's behind this, for bringing this to fruition. I think it's going to be incredibly popular. And I wonder, well, because you see the bowl junkets in the newspaper now. I know the newspaper's not a thing that shows up anymore at people's doorstep, but will there be charter opportunities?
I'm going to guess there will.
You think so?
Yeah. Going to be pricey.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be a part of it. Because those charters are nice. You drop your bags, you just go. And they tell you.
No, I like that part. Yeah. I mean, you touch wheels up in Des Moines and wheels down in Dublin.
Yes, absolutely.
So there's something to be said for that. How long a flight, I wonder?
Ooh, good. The only international flight that I've ever taken was from D.C. to Milan when I was in Italy.
Yours is a little different than mine. Mine's Minneapolis to Winnipeg.
You've never been anywhere else?
No.
You've never been to Mexico?
No. No, I shouldn't say that. Yes, I have been. We drove from Tucson. It's 60 miles to Nogales. So, yes, I am a...
But you've never gone to the Caribbean, gone to Jamaica, none of that?
No. But my trip to Mexico was one of the scaredest I've ever been in my life, because to get into Mexico, you go through a gate.
Yeah.
Nobody checks you. Just go on in. Getting back from Mexico, you have to go through customs. My wife and I decided to take a day trip to Nogales, Mexico, much to my kicking and screaming, she won. So when it comes back time to come across to get back into the United States, do I have my green card with me?
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
Oh, no.
Oh, no is right.
Oh.
So I lied. I said I'm American.
They just let you go?
They did. Thankfully. I mean, I don't know what to do. Do I fall in the sword and say, whoops?
Yeah.
And then you get, you know, it's going to be hours. Or do the only good outcome was to tell a fib. And hopefully.
Did you have her drive back across the border?
No, you had to get out. You had to get out and go in.
Gotcha.
Go into the customs, and then, I was frightened.
But speaking of that, you mentioned you had forgotten your green card, getting a new license. I had my license appointment yesterday.
Yeah, how did it go? How long?
In and out in 10 minutes.
You're kidding
me.
It
was so good. I was dreading it. In, out, had my paperwork ready, arrived right at 3:45.
Yeah.
Little kiosk check-in, had my paperwork so I could get my gold star.
Yeah.
Sat down, I was the next number up, boom, went up there, in and out in 10 minutes. It was amazing. It's been a long time since I've been to the DOT.
That is smooth. Well done.
Yes, excellent. Tip of the ball cap to the fine folks up in Ankeny. That was...
Was it crowded?
Beautiful. No.
Because everybody gets appointments, apparently.
And that's the only way that you can get there is with an appointment. So it worked out incredibly well. The DOT, figuring things out. Maybe college football playoff can do the same.
All right, let's see if we can put $1,000 in somebody's bank account. It's time, Trent, for some bonus bucks. Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back to Des Moines Sports Station 106.3 KXNO. Let's head to Las Vegas, shall we? VP of Operations Circus Sports. He's Mike Palm, joining us day early here this week. Hello, Mike, Trent, and Ken. How are you?
How are you guys doing?
Well, I'm starting to get the feeling that in this era of repeat champions, that we're on the precipice of a repeat champion on ice. The Golden Knights look unbeatable right now, Mike Palm. Tell me that I'm wrong, please.
Well, I think that's a pretty strong word to say, unbeatable. But they looked awfully good last night. And, you know, they play so well defensively. Thompson is nothing special. Aiden Hill had a good run. But they don't give up a ton of high-scoring opportunities. And, yeah, sure, sure.
You there?
The white one? No.
Mike's getting stuff done.
Apparently. Multitasking.
How does this happen, though, Ken? How does this Vegas team, year after year after year, is there organization?
Yes, they're playing by the rules, but they're taking advantage of every rule, the long-term injury report that they put guys on, and then all of a sudden they get that cap flexibility when the trade deadline rolls around. They're able to acquire guys that they wouldn't have had salary cap opening or availability to add. So they had a cup. They had the best player on the San Jose Sharks. They had the best defenseman on the Calgary Flames. But because once the playoffs get start, the salary cap goes out the window. Miraculously, the guys that are on long-term injury, Mark Stone, his spleen heals just in time for the playoffs, and away we go again.
So why doesn't everybody do this?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But anyways, you back with us, Mike?
Yeah, I'm back. Sorry about
that's
that.
Okay. That's okay. But they're playing awfully well. I think Dallas will win a game or two, but boy, oh boy, this Golden Knights team, they look like they did last year.
Yeah, it's pretty remarkable. And I got to tell you, Jake Oettinger has not done well in the playoffs. I mean, I think his save percentage in the playoffs down to like 865, somewhere around there, which is just not good enough.
Nope.
And I cried about the Knights losing to Anaheim the last game because I thought the Pacific side was a lot easier to come through. But if you ask me right now, it looks like they're probably going to beat Dallas. And then, you know, both these teams look flawed in Colorado and Winnipeg so far through two games.
Well, Hellebuck's been awful. I mean, this is the best goalie during the regular season. He's terrible right now. So we'll see if they can get out of that funk. Anyways, go ahead, Trent.
Well, I got one more, one hockey one for you. We got 2-0 in three of the four series. The only one that isn't is one that's played three games. So the Capitals, the Islanders, and the Lightning all come home down 2-0. Of those three, who has the potential of winning 4 out of 5 here? It's a long shot. Mm. I know for all of them. Who would you give the best opportunity of that group of three, though, to do it?
Well, I think that's a pretty obvious answer. It's the Lightning.
Yeah, Tampa.
And they were close in both games. I mean, overtime in one. I don't think the Capitals aren't good enough 5-on-5 to win four of the next five games. And I don't know what the mental state of the Islanders is after they outplayed Carolina in game one and then, you know, blow the 3-goal lead in game two.
Yeah, you just wonder how they're going to bounce back. I think that's probably a death knell. We'll see. Mike, when it comes to the NBA, obviously the Lakers are a public team like none other, especially out there in Vegas. Have you done the most right on that series?
Yeah, clearly the most right on that series. And then Knicks 76ers the second, and not too far behind Mavericks and Clippers.
T-Wolves, do you think that they're going to get the Nuggets in the next round? It's not a foregone conclusion, though, I don't think. Look, I think the Nuggets deserve to be the favorite. What have you seen out of the T-Wolves, if anything, that leads you to believe that this might be a good series, if indeed you do?
Well, for a team that's a defensive-focused team, they've played pretty fluidly on the offensive end of the court in the two games against Phoenix. I mean, nobody was giving the Clippers or the T-Wolves much respect with both of the lower seeds being favored in the first round. I just think Denver is so tough. They move the ball so well. They don't take any bad shots. You don't see anybody trying to back somebody down, somebody taking an ill-advised three. When the big guy touches the ball, it's just so good for them offensively. And in the long run, they are tough to beat four times in a series.
You look at the matchups, and we were talking about this earlier. How about tomorrow? It'll be a 2:30 Pacific tip-off with the Pacers and the Bucks for that game there. What kind of right? What has been the lowest right series? Is it Orlando-Cleveland? Is it that one? What's been the lowest amount of handle you've seen in the playoffs for a series?
It's actually Boston and Miami.
Really?
One-sided.
Because of the large point spread.
Yeah.
And then that's the second lowest is the Bucks series. But we get some action because people pound these unders on the Cleveland-Orlando.
Yep.
So we get more action on the total.
Mm. How was the NFL draft is closed as far as wagering here in Nevada, or here in Iowa as well as in Nevada? Did the handle go up year to year, Mike? It seems to me, at least from afar, that more people are interested on betting the draft. It's growing every year. Is that true?
Yeah, very true. And I think this year's draft in particular was very interesting. I think, you know, one is a given, but then, you know, each of the positions is interesting after that. I think there are several teams looking to trade up that need a quarterback, and you got a couple teams. I think New England and then the Chargers at New England at 3 and the Chargers at 5 are both likely to move, I believe.
Yeah.
I think New England's so far away from having a playoff team that you're almost wasting 2 years of a rookie quarterback's 5-year deal that they would be. And I don't know if the Giants want May. Do they go up to 3 and get him? I would think that the Vikings are trying to move up to 5 to get McCarthy. So those are my thoughts.
What's the biggest odd swing, Mike, that you've seen on any given day? You know, from somebody that was, say, 15-1 to all of a sudden now he's 2-1 because there's a bunch of buttons. Has there been one that extreme?
As far as terms of positions in the draft, the quarterback from Tulane moved like 30 spots. And then came back a little bit. In terms of the juice on a prop, the over 4.5 quarterbacks was a runaway. It's just getting pounded. So I almost thought we should move to 5.5 because there's a lot of people think that both Knicks and Penix are going.
Yes.
But it's the 4.5 just got, you know, bet off the board.
Did you see anything one way or the other with Cooper DeJean, one of the people that you had listed there? Yeah. 22.5, I know, is the number that you guys had, and I think that's kind of across the board. Most everybody had that number. Anything one way or the other on DeJean?
No. No, it's pretty balanced. There's not much of a decision. We probably need him a little. We need the over just a little bit, but it's minuscule.
Yeah. I want to ask you about on the Strip, the south end of the Strip, the Tropicana has been given approval. Mike, they're going to blow this thing up, aren't they? I mean, this is going to be an implosion, right?
Yeah, it's going to be blown up, and I still don't think they're going to be playing baseball here in 28.
You don't?
I think I think the A's get here maybe eventually, but I think it's an underdog that the first pitch is in 28.
Mm-hmm. So for people who do, there's people out there that do like to see buildings blown up, I guess. They wouldn't do it. I would guess it would be early on a Sunday morning, but it wouldn't be a Sunday morning where the Raiders are at home in the fall, correct? If you were in charge of the city ordinance?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you 100%, Ken.
It can't be.
It can't be. No.
It can't be because they're too proximate, and the roads people need to use to access them. It would be an absolute nightmare.
Yep.
They would have to play either night games on Sundays or real early morning, which they won't do. They're not going to have 9 a.m. first pitches. So you would think then that they're going to be playing evening games even if they're not nationally televised.
Yeah.
Speaking of baseball, Cubs off to a very good start. Bullpen still has some work there. Just overall, what you're continuing to see here early season baseball, Yankees off to a good start at 17-8, best record in the American League. What have you guys been seeing? Has there been any new ways that people have been attacking? We've talked in the past about, you know, first inning, over-unders in the first inning. That became a big thing. People betting first five. Anything new that people are betting in baseball a little bit more this season?
I was looking at it just the other day. I mean, there's so many people betting the yes-no home run props.
Oh.
I was looking at the Illinois ticker in particular on Tuesday, and I swear half the bets were on, and not just one play, but various, because we put up 3 to 4 to 5 guys on every team for props now. The guys in the risk room have done a great job on that, and just tremendous yes-no betting on home runs. It's more than I've ever seen.
Mike, I was asked a question when it comes to the Olympics, and I don't know if you guys are starting to focus on that. We're inside of 100 days. Can you bet on the Olympics? I said, well, I think you can when there's a scoreboard involved. But when it's a judges, when you have to go to the judges to render a decision, then I don't think that's allowed. Can you provide any clarity once we get to the Olympics on what you guys will offer at Circa?
Yeah, it goes state by state too, Kenny, but generally that's correct. On games where there's a scoreboard, you can bet the result of a game, or you can bet does somebody medal or do they win it. Artistic impression, stuff like that, where people are making judgments, we've never been able to book.
Yeah. Have you guys started to put your heads together on what you are going to offer? Because I have to think, I mean, the dream teams, et cetera, the men and the women in basketball, can you set the number high enough?
No, probably not. And the women will, the women's game has picked up extra interest. We're trying to figure out, to do watch parties and stuff, but the timing is odd. And I don't know. Every 2 years, because you get winter and summer, we say, well, Liz, what are you going to do for the, and it's always a dud, though.
What you guys have planned as we get ready to flip the calendar into May? What's happening derby-wise with you guys at Circa for people that might be making their way out to LV for the weekend?
Yeah, we'll have big watch parties in the book and at Stadium Swim, as well as our special party that we have up at Legacy Club. That was a huge hit. They already sold out. There's like 40 on the waiting list for that.
Jeez.
And then, of course, we do book Churchill Downs Paramutual through Circa only on Friday and Saturday, with the Oaks on Friday, and then we have the fixed odds at the other casinos in Nevada.
Good stuff. Mike Palm, VP of Operations at Circa Sports. Download the Circa Sports app. It is available here in the state of Iowa. As you know, Mike, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, Mike Palm.
All right, guys. Have a good weekend.
Yep, you do the same. Mike Palm, VP of Operations at Circa. We take a look at some of the odds, at some of the comings or doings, rather, I guess, out at Circa.
Speaking of the Derby, I'm sure you've...
I'm rooting for Alba's horse and Lucha's horse.
So which one's that?
Country Freedom.
Country Freedom.
I think he's probably going to be about the third or fourth betting choice.
So pretty good shot.
Yeah, I think he's got a big chance.
Is there... I heard about another Japanese horse.
Yeah.
The first thing that I read...
You know what? Japanese horses are making an impact.
They're going to get one.
They might get this one.
This is...
They could. I'm betting against the favorite.
Well, of course.
Right.
As we go to 2024, it's the same thing that we've heard
every
now
year.
For 27 years?
Every year, yeah. Bet against the favorite. I think it's going to be a horse by the name of Fierceness or Sierra Leone. And then Lucha's horse is going to be... They got a big chance. A big chance.
What would that mean?
For them?
Yes.
Oh, my God. If you're in the game and you play, at that level, right? If you own Harris as a prey medalist, nobody's going to ask if you won the Derby.
Right. Yeah.
But if you...
Well, somebody might, but they don't understand horse racing.
But if you're in that game, it's the most famous race in the world. It's the most famous race in the world.
It's winning World Series. It's winning a Super
Bowl. It's winning
Bowl,
everything. It's, yeah. I mean... Jerry Crawford won the Belmont Stakes a few years ago. I'm sure that was really nice, but he doesn't want to win that race. Well, of course he wants to win that race, but if he could choose, he would rather absolutely give that one up. And they've got a really good chance. The fact that they get there as often as they do is remarkable to me. And we'll have Luch on at some point next week, Jason, to talk about his chances. But I think they've got a big chance. I do. Watch and wager at Prairie. Or you can download an app, and there's plenty of them here in the state of Iowa that you can do. In fact, if you're a FanDuel customer, I think you can use your FanDuel account.
Yes, DraftKings is doing the same.
DraftKings as well?
Yeah, there's more and more that are hopping aboard with that and giving you the ability to go that way. So I've got a couple bucks in my Twin Spires account after my daughter hit the long shot, what was that, 3 years ago?
Oh, yeah.
Got herself a new Barbie Dreamhouse out of it.
Was it Strike It Rich or something rich?
80-1?
It's a huge price. Huge price.
Her $2 bet came home, and the Barbie dream house is still in the toy room.
Yeah, I hit the exacta.
That was a good one.
It was a really good one. I will take a timeout. It's Miller and Condon. It's Des Moines Sports Station, 106.3 KXNO.
Well, back and forth we go as we get ready for the warm weather, then the cold weather. Well, that puts a little strain on your heating and cooling system. If you've been thinking about making some maintenance, getting it set up, or just make sure you're ready to go for the hot summer months, make the call to Metro Heating and Cooling. 515-266-3693 is the best way to get a hold of them. 515-266-3693. You can also find them online at metrohci.com. Locally owned business, which is actually locally owned and operated. So important, you're trying to find people, like-minded people. That's what you're going to get with Metro Heating and Cooling. They can set you up with maintenance, getting that air conditioner ready, maybe just getting it cleaned up, making sure the system is ready to go. Simple and easy to do with their seasonal maintenance program that is set up with Metro Heating and Cooling. Again, 515-266-3693, online, metrohci.com.
Hi, Miller and Condon. Welcome back. Final few minutes here, hour number one. We'll get into the draft hour number two. For the most part, we'll do all draft in the second hour of the program. We'll take a look at three of the regional teams, the Packers, the Bears, and the Kansas City Chiefs. Before we get to that, we never spoke early in the week, I guess because I was in Vegas when the news broke, but Ed Podolak is hanging it up after, 42 years?
Yes.
It's a hell of a run out of Pody, no doubt about it. So who's working with Gary Dolphin when the ball is kicked off?
I would anticipate the betting favorite is Dallas Clark.
Seems to be, right?
Very well spoken.
Yep.
Knows the game, played at a high level, name recognition, all those things. And he's also been very involved with the university still to this point. You see him
all the time.
Yeah. A lot of things with A&F. He is a farmer himself. So that would probably be, I would say, the betting favorite.
Do you think
favorite.
He wants it?
It's a lot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for a growing family, you're going to be away. A lot of times you're going to be away on Friday nights. If you got kids are going to be playing football and whatever other sport, it's a lot of time away. Now it's 12 weeks over the course of the regular season, but that's who I put at the top. I can't see Anthony Heron leaving
Big Ten Network.
Right. And he's doing more and more FS1 games.
That's true, he is.
He's built up to a really high level. Financially, it probably wouldn't make sense, I would guess. And
so
it's just
who is the one that's actually reaching out? Would it be Learfield? A combination of both
the
universities?
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, you always hear a little tagline with approval from the University of Iowa.
Right.
They are Learfield employees. That's who their check is written by.
Yeah.
But approval through the University of Iowa.
Mitch King seemingly throw. Now, I don't know if he's being kidding.
I don't know if the guy, whoever's on the dump button, be ready for Mitch King. That guy, he lets it fly. I loved Mitch King as a player.
Yeah.
I loved him as a personality.
Mm-hmm.
He would be different. And is that a direction you need to start thinking about? Radio broadcasts are not close to what they once were.
Right.
You know, we talk about the halcyon days of people sitting in their tractor and listening as they're going through the fields. Well, guess what? You can watch on your phone in the field.
Precisely.
Because you have GPS on your tractor, on your combine as you're getting the crops up.
Turn on your DirecTV on your phone.
Yes, and you can watch the games that way. So it's just not what it once was.
So you want somebody in there to bring a little flavor to the broadcast? Because Podolak did.
Oh, yes, he did. Absolutely. Yeah. And when he was at his apex, he was as good as you're going to find. He was calling NFL games. Right after he left his playing career, that's how good he was. And breaking down the game and helping people understand it, well, he's getting older. And it wasn't at the same level, but to go that direction, to find that personality, that flair. Because as big as it is, the 12 Saturdays a year, it's going on the iClub circuit.
Yes.
It's shaking the hands.
There's more to it. You're right.
It's doing those kind of things. Yeah. And I think Mitch King would be somebody that people, Dallas Clark, absolutely. But yeah, Mitch King, kind of a dark horse. I think he would be fun, though. Mm-hmm. Would really like to see somebody like that.
I don't want this to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Full stop. Does Learfield entertain, well, we're going to have to do this sooner rather than later. Mm-hmm. Do we just go and get a new booth?
Well, I believe that Dolph has, it's either 2 or 3 years. I think it's 3 years left on his.
He has a contract that long?
Yeah, he signed a 5-year deal. It was within the last couple of years. So I think it's 3 more seasons still in front of him.
I'm surprised it's not year to year, to be honest with you.
I remember that coming down. It was being announced. So he's still got a couple more years. If it's going to be Rob Brooks, which makes
sense.
Did
Rob Brooks call the women's games?
Yes.
He's really good.
He's excellent. He does a great job.
Uh-huh.
And all right, here comes Bob Brooks.
Rob Brooks deserves
this. Is not an nepotism.
No, it's not. Yes, but it's not. I agree with you.
He has earned his spot.
Yes,
I don't think there's any doubt about
it. I agree.
And he does a really good job. if it is going to be that, can he make a smoother transition? Hey, you know what? In this non-conference game against Illinois State, we're going to give him a half. Where it just, you're kind of dipping your toe in and letting everybody know this is what it's going to
be. This is how it's going to sound in the coming years.
Now, I don't know how old Rob is.
I have no idea. He's got to be in his 50s.
I think so. And is it early 50s, or is it late
50s? Because Dolph's how old? 72?
Is that what it is? Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah. That's, again, that's a...
Because is it fair to whoever takes Podolak's place to know that in a year or two you're going to be working with somebody else? It might just be smoother to just...
Go that direction.
Go right now.
Yeah. And
I don't want that to happen. I like old guys getting their chance to stay in their spot.
Speaking of Dolph, you've heard of Cameo, right?
Yes, I have.
For my birthday, my wife opens up the phone, hands this to me. She had Dolph send me a birthday message on Cameo.
Nice.
I got a big kick out of that one. I got to send Gary a text and thank him for that. But that was just smiling ear to ear to have Dolph
doing that. Does Bob Stoop still do Cameo?
He might have stopped after... After the Brian Ferentz misstep on that one. Oh, that was funny.
Dad loves you. Your family loves you. And that was both good. Got both him and that was priceless. Priceless. Good stuff. Because they got Fran, too, right?
They did, yes.
That's awesome. All right, hour number two coming up next. We will start with the Bears. Then we'll get to the Packers. Do they want Cooper DeJean? Do they think they can get him? And then we'll do the Chiefs with Nick Athan. Trent and I are going to make five plays as well. Miller and Condon, hour two next, 106.3 KXNO.